If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
There is a power that is beyond anything else, that is the only power that has conquered the final enemy, death.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Years ago, I read a book about the battle to conquer TB, tuberculosis, that is. It was not my normal reading, and quite frankly, most of you would regard my normal reading quite boring. Please, no fiction. Novels bore me, but I digress. It was not theology or political thought or even biography, but rather it was a human thriller with real people and real situations and real strategies. It certainly was inspiring. When someone writes in the years to come about this pandemic, I'm sure that there are going to be some thrilling, suspense-filled episodes in that story as well. Recently, they discovered that the dreaded virus smallpox was prominent in the Vikings about 1,000 years before they had previously known. That's why it was so special they found this. And to think that today, when we mention the flu, which annually threatens the lives of more children than even the current pandemic, but we hardly think a thing about it, yet the Spanish flu killed not just several hundred thousand, but 50 million. Well, these diseases are scary sometimes as well as baffling, and certainly, as we have found, to be respected for what they are, the power they come with. While we don't give them person status, these things are powerful carriers of destruction and even death. But as powerful as they are, and even as powerful as humans are, when we conquer some of them, there is power way beyond all of this. And we're talking about that today on Wings of the Morning. Right now, would you listen to an old favorite by Zach Williams, Chain Breaker?
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, fire. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, be the pain taker. If you feel lost,
diseases seem so powerful, and then we get a vaccine or treatment, and humans seem powerful then. Then a government or an evil dictatorship or an ideology or a massive company comes along, and they seem powerful, even all powerful. Money seems powerful. We hear education is powerful. But in Paul's letter to the Ephesians in the New Testament, he says this in a prayer. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority. Power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, who fills everything in every way. We could continue about this power, but let's break at least this much down. There is a power that is beyond anything else, that is the only power that has conquered the final enemy, death. Jesus Christ did not just rise in spirit or in someone else or maybe just in theory or anything else. But he rose in his own body, which will never die or decay again. That is the final resurrection. And that is the power that has occurred only once so far, and therefore is the absolute ultimate power. Every disease will die. Every government and dictator will perish and has perished. Every business will collapse. Death is victorious over all except one. Jesus, the resurrected Christ. Then he says this power, the power of Jesus Christ, the resurrected Christ, is above all rulers, everyone who considers themselves or are considered the authority, every kind of powerful biological, mechanical, sociological, political, psychological force, and every title. Whatever is a force on this earth at this time is under Christ's powerful control. And to clarify, Paul talks about ages to come. When this earth is gone, the resurrected Christ is greater than all spiritual beings, good or evil, God's messengers, that is, the angels, or even Satan. So to clarify, even more, Paul says, God has placed all things under him. He is the head over everything and in every way. I think that's pretty clear, don't you? Nothing is left out. So what does this mean? Well, if you belong to Christ, then you don't fear death because he has conquered it. In Christ, then you don't fear any sickness because whether you live or die, you will certainly live eternally with him. And no virus, no bacteria, no malady or addiction is more powerful than Jesus Christ. All things are under his feet. And if the world, its intellectual or political authorities or rulers persecute you for your trust in Jesus, they still have no authority over you. As Peter said to his rulers, we must and can obey God and not man. My friend, in this world, despite all its advantages, we all are feeling more and more powerless. Powerless in the face of all these powers. But there is one that still stands today at the right hand of God the Father. That is Jesus Christ, God the Son. And although he is in the heavenly realms, through the Holy Spirit of God, he is right now and forever active in the affairs of this earth. For this and any coming time. No fear of any power, just faith in the power of the resurrected Christ. My friend, if you want this power, you must ask God in prayer. So why don't you do it right now? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I want you to be my ruler and authority. Please forgive me of my sins and rebellion. Come into my heart. Cleanse me and be my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. Or you can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission or online at SundayBreakfastMission.org. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, .org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.